The Brewers looking for their second straight win over the Giants, and the U.S. Open trophy making its way to Miller Park. We pick up the action in the first, Domingo Santana facing Ty Block.
Here's his swing and a high fly ball right field. That one well hit. Pence back at the wall. It is gone. That is a Miller Park special right there. Opposite field fly ball that just carried and went over the fence. Domingo Santana, big strong guy, puts the Brewers ahead 1-0, where a hit could put the Giants ahead. 1-1. First pitch, Posey skies one to center field and deep. Going back on it, Broxton. He'll look up, and it is gone. And by plenty. That one hit either the scoreboard or the hitter's backdrop. A booming home run for Buster Posey. A two-run shot. It is 3-1 Giants. That was a big, big fly.
As Nelson steps back a half a step, and now he throws, and Posey hits a little pop-up to right. And it's going to be the shortstop sliding and catching. Actually, it was the second baseman, VR, and that's going to end the inning. Nice play. He gets the sign from Buster Posey and the pitch. Swinging a ground ball down the right field line, a base hit. Hunter Pence is going to have to dig it out because on the move is Santana. They're going to wave Santana in. Panic has the ball, no throw, and the Brewers take the lead. Aguilar hit it right over the first base bag. Unbelievable.
20,000 fans get a Will Clark jersey cap presented by AAA. VR swings. It's a high drive right field, and this one is gone into the second level. 6-3 Brewers. That's another home run off of Contos. Could be a night where the Brewers go back into first place in the Central. The pitch. Hundley strikes out swinging. The Brewers have done their part. They beat the Giants. This one is over. Milwaukee makes it 2 in a row against the Giants. The final score here tonight, 6-3.
The Giants come up short against the Brewers. Manager Bruce Bochy spoke after.
A few more balls up than normal for him. But, you know, I know the numbers didn't look great, but, the one hit that hurt the double, Aguilar stuck the bat out and hit a double down the right field line. You know, that did some damage. Then I think, you know, if you look at the last two runs he gave up, two outs, nobody on, gave up a run, and then the two out double there in the last inning, the sixth. And, you know, that those tack on runs hurt us there. We knew he was coming off a really good game against the Dodgers. We've seen him, and he did good stuff, but I thought we had some good at-bats. Yeah, we get a leadoff double the first inning. We couldn't move him over and get him in. Second inning, we get another double, one out, couldn't get that run in. Then we get the three runs, and after that, we just couldn't do much. He did good stuff, real good stuff. But I thought we had some pretty good at-bats. We just didn't execute well with the runners in scoring position. I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow on left field. I'm going to sit on it here for a little bit. But we need some help there, and we need one of these kids to come up and get hot.
Up next, the series against the Brewers concludes on Thursday with Johnny Cueto on the hill.